It's time for Football Friday with Bill Savage, presented by Boyd's Royal Knight on Government Boulevard in Mobile, featuring $8 weekday lunch specials, analysis and insights, the winners, the losers. Get ready for the weekend with Football Friday on FM Talk 106.5.
It is Football Friday. Unfortunately, Phil Savage not able to join us on this Friday morning. You know, travel happens, and Phil Savage, he knows football just about better than anyone. I mean, that's his number one thing, talking football, but he is up there when it comes to travel. I mean, he's traveling everywhere all the time, so you know how delays on planes can go, and we thought we'd be able to get him in here at the beginning of this hour, but they started boarding right as we began to go on the air. So no Phil Savage today, but still a great lineup of games tomorrow. Of course, headlined by number one-ranked Alabama taking on number 16-ranked Mississippi State, tied favored by 24.5 points in that game. And Phil did want me to pass on that he thinks Mississippi State actually might be a tougher opponent for the Tide than LSU. And that's all because of the quarterback that the Bulldogs have, Nick Fitzgerald, and his running ability. Now, he has had trouble throwing the ball, but when it comes to running, he's able to do that and keep the Alabama defense maybe on their toes. But according to that Vegas line, 24.5 points for Alabama. They're not expected to lose this one. It's really not even expected to be a close game, but we know how games go in the SEC. And of course, Alabama now 3 wins away from Bama's 4th undefeated regular season under head coach Nick Saban. It'll be interesting to see if they can pull that out. Also tomorrow, a big game, number 24-ranked Auburn playing at number 5-ranked Georgia. Bulldogs favored by 2 touchdowns. You know, Auburn had a great come-from-behind victory last week over Texas A&M. They were down by 10 points with just minutes to play, but they scored more points during last week's win than they had rushing yards. 28 points scored, but only 18 yards rushing. So it'll be interesting to see how Auburn's offense is able to, if they're able to move the ball against that Georgia defense. And Georgia's running backs just the best in the country, or among the top anyway. Last week, DeAndre Swift and Elijah Holyfield ran all over Kentucky, beating them 34-17. They had 331 yards rushing. And a couple of these other games, number 7-ranked LSU plays at Arkansas. Tigers favored by 14 points. We'll see how they respond after getting shut out by Bama last week. And Arkansas, only 2-7 this year. If they're able to beat LSU, that would be the first signature win for head coach Chad Morris. You got your Florida Gators. They're ranked 15th in the nation even after 2 consecutive losses. They're playing South Carolina in Gainesville. So South Carolina head coach Will Muschamp heading back to the Swamp. Gators favored to win that one by 6. Gators actually had a little bit of a quarterback controversy, but that was cleared up this week. Kyle Trask now out for the year with a foot injury. So Felipe Franks probably heading back under center for the Florida Gators. Then the number 11-ranked Kentucky Wildcats playing at Tennessee. Kentucky favored by 6 and coming off a big loss against Georgia. But Tennessee last week only able to put up 14 points on Charlotte. Charlotte, that's right, 14 points against a team that has a losing record in their division, and Tennessee going to have to respond against Kentucky. And then the 2 other SEC games, Texas A&M playing Ole Miss, the Aggies favored by 13.5. See how they respond after blowing that lead to Auburn. And Missouri favored by 17 over Vanderbilt. Missouri just beat Florida last week. So unfortunately, Phil Savage not able to join us this week. We'll get back up with him next week. And Football Friday is brought to you by Boyd's Royal Knight. If you're looking for a place to watch football games or basketball games or any other game that might be on, I'm sure they probably even had the election results on Tuesday night. But Boyd's Royal Knight, fantastic place to grab a bite to eat, grab a drink, and watch a game. And they bring us Football Friday each and every week. But like I said, with Phil's travel schedule, it was bound to happen at least one week this
year.
But
who knew that Phil was like an auctioneer on the side, because how quickly he gave you that update as they were ready to board. You know, anyone who has hopped on a plane recently knows that you got to move quickly, get to your seat.
You do. He was talking with the desk there as we were talking with him. We thought we'd be able to get him in, but we weren't able to. If you want to give us a call on this Friday morning, 251-343-0106. And wow, I'm looking at the phone lines right now. It looks like Quinn Hillier joining us. Hey, Quinn.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, Quinn.
I wanted to say 3 things.
Okay.
The election. Number one, after I was on Tuesday, lots of callers called in and said I was stupid, et cetera, et cetera. I was absolutely right. Look, The Republicans losing 35 to 37 seats in the House. That is the single worst Republican loss in the House since the Watergate year of 1974. It's a really bad thing to not just lose the House, which is bad enough for them, but to lose by a substantial enough margin that that they can't, somehow win on a few votes by picking up, a conservative Democrat or two here or there.
Quinn, I just have one question about that, because a lot of people, when that comes up, they mention that Obama, during one of his midterms, lost 63 Democratic seats. Why is this much more of a loss for...
And I've got a column out there that fully explains this.
Okay.
But number one, never, ever has a party in power lost so many seats when the top line economic numbers, the unemployment and inflation, are so low. Usually when the top line economic numbers are good, the party in power does well. Secondly, the Obama thing, you don't take the single biggest, worst, election for an in-party in history and say that that's the norm. No, that was a weird anomaly, and it was a very strong response to him pushing Obamacare through by hook and by crook, by tactics that people did not like.
Mm-hmm.
The norm is a lot less than that, and the norm for Democratic pickups, they don't usually come in these waves. They usually pick up, and then all of a sudden there's a big Republican wave, and then the Democrats pick up. This is the single biggest Democratic pickup since Watergate in 1974, and never again has it happened when the economy, the top line economic numbers, were so good.
Okay.
So that's, if you want to get things done legislatively in Washington and you're a Republican, you're done now. You're done.
That was my next question. Are we just going to be gridlocked for the next 2 years, or what do you see happening now that Democrats run the House?
Well, they're going to investigate anything and everything. They will probably go overboard, but if they're smart, they won't. They'll act more sober. But no, they're going to try to impeach Trump. They're going to try to impeach Kavanaugh. They're gonna, and they're certainly not gonna be looking for constructive legislative compromise. That just doesn't happen. So, this is not good for not just for the Republican Party. It's not good for the country to have this much divisiveness, and we're in for a bumpy ride. But anyway, that's the first thing I want to make. People said I was stupid for saying Republicans were going to lose this much. Now all of a sudden, oh, well, it doesn't really matter that they lost this much because Obama lost more. Now, that's a completely different topic.
Okay. What was the second thing you wanted to say? What I was saying was
Republicans would lose a lot more that they would lose the House and they would lose it big. And that's what they did. They lost the House and lost it big. So,
right.
I just want to say I was right. Okay. But the second thing is, this is really worrisome. There are all sorts of funny business things going on with this election in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
People need to watch this very carefully, mathematically or arithmetically. What the change in the votes there are almost arithmetically impossible, and the election supervisor there in Broward County has already been found guilty twice of either gross incompetence. They decided not to prosecute, but they nailed her for gross incompetence and for lying about it.
And she's still the election supervisor?
Yes.
Mm-mm-mm.
Yes. And they have found lots of ballots being transferred in private vehicles off-site. They've got video of it.
Mm-hmm.
So this smells to high heaven, and people need to pay attention and not let this sort of cheating go on.
Yeah, and of course, those races that you're talking about, the governor's race, or the race for the Senate with former Governor Rick Scott leading Democratic opponent Senator Bill Nelson, and Scott has 50.1%. I said former governor. He's still the governor, but he has 50.1% to Nelson's 49.9%. But the other interesting one, Gillum, he actually he called the race the other night. He said that Ron DeSantis beat him.
And now he has unconceded because when he conceded, he knew what the math was, and he knew there weren't enough votes left uncounted for him possibly to win. And now the lady in Broward County says she doesn't even know how many more votes there are. Wait, not only do you not know who the votes were cast for, but you don't even know how many ballots you have.
Well, and I know
coming up with tens of thousands of extra ballots, that doesn't pass the smell test.
Right, and overnight, I know it was reported, a number of provisional ballot boxes were found in a school. Sitting on the floor. That's one thing. And then now, and Gillum did, he did concede, but now he has taken to Twitter, that's like the go-to, right, for everyone, saying, make sure if you cast a provisional ballot, to make sure that ballot went through, offering tips as to and phone numbers to call to make sure. I mean, Quinn, we said this earlier. It's supposed to be election day, not election week or month.
Exactly. And this is not right. What's going on in Florida? People of all political persuasions should want it to stop. On the other hand, I do want to say what's going on in Arizona, where it looked like a Republican had the lead, but now no longer has the lead. There are some anomalies in how they're handling ballot, but I don't want conspiracy theories to get out there. There is no evidence of, blatant fraudulent stuff going on there. So even though, people might want to lump in Arizona with Florida and say, oh, they're always stealing the elections, I think they're doing some things maybe that are not according to the book, maybe, or they're not doing them consistently, but I don't think there's any organized effort at fraud. And I've done the math, and it always looked like, based on the ballots that were out, that the Democrat had a slight edge once the votes were going to come in. And so I don't want people to lump the two in. I'm still hoping that Martha McSally, the Republican, wins out there, but I don't want people to think that that's some sort of funny business.
And we haven't been able to talk, Quinn, since Jeff Sessions resigned at Trump's request from Attorney General earlier this week. What are your thoughts on where Sessions goes from here? I know a lot of people are bringing up the 2020 Senate run, and evidently he declared for that run prior to becoming the Attorney General after his last Senate race. So he actually has more money in the coffers than anyone for that 2020 run. But do you think he'll do that, or do you think it's time for him to retire, or he'll look maybe for another occupation?
Look, I think he's going to spend a couple of weeks just decompressing, and the poor guy has a right to take some time to himself. My expectation is that he will decide he's tired of all of this, that he's had enough, but I'm hoping that I'm wrong. I would love to see him run for re-election. If he does, I think it's his for the asking. I think the Republican field vanishes. I think he gets the nomination for the asking, and if he runs, I'm not even sure Doug Jones will run for re-election. Jones will probably start looking for some appointment somewhere. I really think Sessions wins that easily if he wants it. It's just a question of whether he wants to go back to the hassle after having been through so much. I've never seen a more loyal, more effective cabinet member be so mistreated by the president that he serves.
Well, it is a Football Friday, and I do appreciate you calling in, but before we let you go, I'm going to spring this one on you. How are you feeling about your Saints this week, and they're heading to Cincinnati to take on the Bengals?
This is a trap game. This worries me. Mm-hmm. After you've had a couple of big games in a row, you tend to have a letdown. So I'm worried, but I'm rooting for them. I was there last week, and that was a big, big win for us. I'm always going to say go Saints.
Yeah, and now you got Dez Bryant on the team. Are you going to be throwing up the X's come Sunday?
Oh, my goodness. I'm worried about that. He's a great player. I'm worried about whether he messes up the wonderful locker room atmosphere that they've got. I don't know, but if he can behave, boy, he brings the physical skills.
Quinn, true or false, your ringtone are the Yin-Yang Twins?
I don't even know what the Yin-Yang Twins.
Yes, you do.
Oh, come on.
When the Saints score a touchdown, even I know that. Mm-hmm. The song
when
that they play.
It gets lit in the Superdome, you know that.
Come on.
I don't know any music after about 1986.
Yin-Yang Twins definitely came around after that.
We'll have to bring that about during the commercial.
Who are the Yin-Yang Twins?
When the Saints, I'm a Chiefs fan, but I know this. When the Saints score, they play a song.
Mm-hmm.
And that song that everybody gets They get hyped.
They get crunk. That's the proper word. They get crunk.
Oh, is that crunk thing?
That's exactly it.
I was sitting there in the dome and I didn't know what. I mean, I've been to a number of games this year. They keep doing that. And I'm like, what is this?
Well, there you go.
Now you know. Next time you're in the Superdome, just tap the person next to you and say, "Hey, that's the Yin Yang Twins." I learned that from Mobile Mornings.
How about going back to just playing when the Saints go marching in, and I can use my old flip phone.
Thank you, Quinn. Where can people reach you out and read what you're writing on the internet?
QuinnHillier.com. I'll be updating it over the weekend.
All right. Have a good one, Quinn.
Thanks.
That's Quinn Hillier, and this was Football Fridays. Unfortunately, Phil Savage unable to join us this week. We'll catch up and double him up next week because there will be plenty more games to talk about, and especially with the SEC Championship on the horizon, Alabama taking on Georgia at the beginning of December. And Football Friday brought to you by Boyd's Royal Night, great place to catch a game. We're coming back. More Mobile Mornings on this Friday on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks, Kane. 827 on FM Talk 106.5, Friday edition of Mobile Mornings. I'm Dalton Orwig, Kelly Finley in studio as well.
Yes, yes.
And, oh, no.
What?
I thought I had my music pulled up.
Oh, no. Was this for Quinn? For Quinneth?
No. This is not for Quinn, and I'm working right now. See if I can find this, because it is a very, very special day. And a very special day here at Mobile Mornings. And, of course, I completely forgot to cue this up, but I'm working on it right now.
Well, Sean would be very proud of you multitasking like that.
He would be. Sunday, Veterans Day coming up. Mm-hmm. And we're going to go over in detail some of the events that are coming up here in our area in Mobile. But before we do that, and Kelly, I know you're probably embarrassed, but I have to play this before.
Happy birthday.
It is someone's birthday.
So sweet.
I hope this is edited.
Oh, boy.
I hope it's an edited version.
Are you singing it?
I might.
I want to hear you.
It is Kelly Finley's birthday, and a very happy birthday to Kelly Finley from the one and only DJ Luke.
Oh.
You know, we do this all the time.
Yeah.
Go, Kelly. So there you go. Happy birthday, Kelly, from your friends at Mobile Mornings.
I wish nothing but the best for you this year.
And
I appreciate that.
Yeah, happy birthday from all of us here.
You are a true gift.
Well, if I'd had that queued up, it would have sounded so much better.
No, it was perfect because I didn't realize you had a degree in singing.
A degree in rapping, maybe. I could rap for you if you want me to.
Either way, thank you.
So Veterans Day coming up on Sunday, and we talked with Rhonda Davis yesterday, and she went through just the litany of things that are going on at the USS Alabama Battleship Park this weekend, and we'll run over those some this next segment, but there's a few more events that we want to get to, and you had one in particular you wanted to bring up.
Yeah, I want to tell you about two, and then, you know, because we're all family, I will let everybody know I have to scoot out of here because our kids, our eighth graders are having a Veterans Day program, and my husband and I are one of many who will be recognized for our contributions. I was the first civilian family readiness officer in 232 years for the United States Marine Corps. So it's an honor to be recognized for those efforts and all the other veterans. So I'm going to do this hit, and then I know we're going to go to commercial break, and I want to wish everyone a very happy and safe Veterans Day weekend and thank all of our veterans for what they do. But, you know, it just does not get more patriotic than this. It's happening today. Old Glory herself will be honored the appropriate way as the P.L. Wilson Detachment Marine Corps League. They will return a flag which was picked up after Hurricane Michael pummeled his way into Panama City Beach. Fox 10 found the flag in the street in front of the Trustmark Bank on Front Beach Boulevard on Panama City Beach. So at 11 a.m. on Facebook Live, they will have a presentation. The flag will then become displayed as part of history of the beach. The P.L. Wilson Detachment, they're going to properly fold and prepare that flag for its return.
That's awesome.
Isn't that wonderful?
So great.
Love our country.
All right, more Mobile Mornings on the way. This is FM Talk 106.5. Thanks, Kane. 836 on FM Talk 106.5. Mobile Mornings as we wrap up this work week Of course, it is Friday. And we're coming to the phone lines in just a second, 251-343-0106. Right now, it's time to head over to McConnell Automotive, talk with Mitch McConnell. Hey, Mitch.
Hey, Dalton. How are you, buddy? I'm actually heading to the dealership. So I'm looking at a pretty Mobile Bay right now because I live in Fairhope.
Yeah, it is looking great outside, and we should have a pretty nice weekend. Dr. Bill Williams gave us a 1.7340 for the weekend weather scale, so should be nice for at least a good majority of the weekend. We've been talking this week about the Black Friday sale going on at McConnell Automotive, GMC putting that sale on. Is that sale still ongoing right now?
Yeah, Dalton, and people are absolutely loving it. And I think for the listeners, the coolest part is you get to pick the vehicle you want. I think by the end of this month, when the actual Black Friday sale happens, Dalton, I think a lot of the inventory at most dealerships will kind of been, you know, sort of picked through. So right now, I'm going to give you a great example. We still have some of these 2018 crew cabs, E71s and two-wheel drives that we're giving over $12,000 real MSRP discounts on. And Dalton, this Buick Encore is the little SUV. It's going to blow people's minds, but we're giving like $7,500 off the sticker, real sticker price, which is like $18,200 or $179 payment a month. So the Black Friday sale at McConnell, Dalton, it is going great, and we want everybody to hurry up and take advantage of it.
That's some good stuff. We appreciate it, Mitch. Have a good one.
Y'all have a great weekend.
All right. That's Mitch McConnell checking in from McConnell Automotive, and you can go see him and the crew at McConnell Automotive on Dolphin Street just east of I-65. And don't forget to check them out online, McConnellAutomotive.com. 8:38 now on FM Talk 106.5. Let's run on over to the phone lines where we have John in Mobile. Hey, John.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you fine. So you want to talk about the midterms a little bit here?
Yeah. Okay. I admit I was wrong about Quinn this time, but I consider Quinn partially, if not 100%, an ever-Trumper.
Mm-hmm.
I know he doesn't like the president.
Well, he's admitted he's an ever-Trumper.
Say again?
He has admitted that he is an ever-Trumper.
Yeah. Okay. I don't lay the blame of the loss of the House at Trump's seat. I lay it at Paul Ryan's seat and the 40-some-odd other Republicans that believe the media saying there was going to be a huge blue tidal wave and decided to retire.
Mm.
And to me, what Ryan should have done, if he's saying, you know, he's an open borders guy. Everybody knows that. He's an amnesty guy. Everybody knows what he should have done was when he announced he was not going to run for re-election, he should have stepped down and given somebody else a chance to lead the party, to lead the House delegation, because he darn sure didn't do it.
Yeah,
from the time he announced to the time of the election. And I know he's going to get a lot of joy handing the gavel to Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah, I'm sure he will. And it was, you know, we didn't see him anywhere leading into the midterms. And, of course, that frayed relationship between Ryan and Trump, you have to wonder if that played a pretty major role.
If you remember when Trump started talking about the caravan and the problems that was bringing, one of the problems that illegal immigrants bring is diseases that, like, that are coming back. You know, we've got a polio-like disease that's coming from nowhere. Nobody knows. Nobody's willing to say it's from illegal whooping cough, measles, stuff that we have eradicated over the years is coming back, and nobody wants to say that's where it's coming from, but that's where it's coming from. But, you know, shortly before the election, Ryan told Trump, focus on the economy, leave immigration alone.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, you know, I know Quinn's going to disagree with me, but that was huge. And the thing in Broward County,
yeah,
they've been stealing elections down there for a long time. And I think the woman that maybe Scott made a big mistake not removing her, but hopefully people to get down there and fight. I personally think that's one of the things that Quinn doesn't like about the president, that he's leading Republicans, showing them how to fight back on the Democrats.
Yeah, well, good call, John. And it will be interesting to see what happens in those races down in Florida, as it appears they might be heading to recounts. Of course, the race for Senate, where Republican Florida Governor Rick Scott, he's leading Bill Nelson, a senator. Scott has 50.1% of the vote compared to Nelson's 49.9%, which is right around 0.2% of a lead. And then in the race for the governor's mansion, Ron DeSantis, even though Andrew Gillum conceded the race on Tuesday night, of course, Gillum, the Tallahassee mayor, now Gillum walking that back a little bit and saying maybe it is time for a recount. DeSantis currently leads 49.62% to 49.15%. But with Florida's past and recounts and elections, it'll be really interesting to see how that race turns out. And you mentioned the economy. Economy's still pumping along. Actually, yesterday, the Federal Reserve went ahead and left the interest rates unchanged after meeting for 2 days. The U.S. Central Bank indicated the economy continues to strengthen as expected, and the Fed will continue its gradual pace of rate increases with another quarter-point hike coming up in December. They've already raised the interest rates 3 times in 2018, which you've heard the president has had an issue with. The Fed policymaker said in the statement, the labor market has continued to strengthen and economic activity has been rising at a strong rate. And then another pretty contentious race that hasn't been decided yet this week, even though the votes were counted 2 days ago, in Georgia, that hotly contested race for governor, where it got really, the campaign on both sides got pretty brutal, pretty down and dirty. But the gubernatorial nominee, Brian Kemp, yesterday stepped down from his job as Georgia Secretary of State, and Kemp resisted repeated calls to give up those duties to avoid the appearance of a conflict of interest before the vote this week. In his resignation letter to Governor Nathan Deal, who's also Republican, Kemp said he was stepping down so he could focus on his transition into the governor office. But his Democratic rival Stacey Abrams has not yet conceded, even though Kemp holds over 50% of the vote and about a 2-point lead. They say, though, that more than 284,000 mail-in ballots have yet to be counted. So interesting to watch those races in Florida and Georgia. And coming up this weekend, lots of Veteran Day activities. Of course, Veterans Day is coming up on Sunday, and it'll be the 100th anniversary of Armistice Day. We talked with Rhonda Davis yesterday from USS Alabama. We'll get into some of the details about what's going on at the Battleship Park this weekend, and also an event coming up at Daphne High School this morning at 9:30. They have a Veterans Day program marking 100 years of remembrance for World War I. More Mobile Mornings on the way. We'll wrap up this Friday edition. Give us a call or text, 251-343-0106. But also, before I let you go, got to remind you of the perfect place to pick up holiday gifts, whether you're planning for a Thanksgiving party or a Christmas party. Cottage Hill Package Store, always keeping their inventory fresh and exciting, and they have the best selection in town. Go ahead and stop by this week. Check out some of the newest adult beverages. You never know, you might find your new favorite. They give you the chance to try hundreds of items in the package store because, of course, they have that nice tap up front. You can try just a taste of a drink or go ahead and get a cold pilsner. You will want to take some of these beers home with you, I promise. They've got you covered. From the tap there, they'll fill a crowler or a growler if you're taking it in a 4 or a 6-pack. Do like me. Go ahead and go to the Cottage Hill Package Store Facebook page, or even if you're in the store or online, sign up for their tasting event emails so that you never miss what's happening at Cottage Hill Package each and every week. They always have a craft beer tasting, a wine pairing dinner, or a cigar event on the calendar. You don't ever want to miss out. Cottage Hill Package has the best selection, and they're the most fun corner in town. You'll find Cottage Hill Package at Cottage Hill and Hillcrest. 8:45 now on FM Talk 106.5. Coming back, more Mobile Mornings on the way. Thanks, Kane. 10 minutes till 9 as we wrap up Mobile Mornings here on FM Talk 106.5. 70 degrees. Some clouds spotted outside of the FM Talk 106.5 studios, located right here at I-65 and Airport Boulevard. Looks like the fog has lifted for the day, and it should be going through some colder weather later next week. I know I'm looking forward to it. Finally, some November-like weather after we've been getting some summer conditions for the past, well, months now at this point. This segment of Mobile Mornings brought to you by our friends over at 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Trey Bennett's the local franchisee, and his crew at 1-800-GOT-JUNK do great work in both Mobile and Baldwin counties. This is how it works. If you're unfamiliar with 1-800-GOT-JUNK, if you have a bunch of junk, I mean, it's right there in the name. If you have a bunch of junk and you don't know where to take it, if it's too big to physically move, or if it's some of those, you know, electronic screens and you don't know whether you're supposed to throw it in the dumpster or not, just call 1-800-GOT-JUNK and they have you covered. One of the best things about using Trey and the crew, you make your appointment and they show up exactly on time. Go call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or go to the website 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com, set up your appointment. They'll be there exactly when you're expecting them. And the price you get quoted is the price that you'll pay. We all hate when you call someone to come out to the house and they quote you a price, and then by the time they leave, they've taken a couple extra $100 out of your pocket. It's not how it works at 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Everyone I know that's called 1-800-GOT-JUNK has nothing but glowing reviews, including just about everyone here at FM Talk 106.5. So one more time, to get a quote and set up your appointment, call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or go to 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. Of course, with Veterans Day coming up on Sunday, plenty of events around our area, and some of them start today. You have the Daphne Veterans Day program. Actually gets started at 9:30 this morning at the Daphne High School gym. They're marking 100 years of remembrance for World War I back in 1918, Armistice Day. So that's happening at Daphne High School this morning at 9:30 a.m., the Daphne Veterans Day program. And then at Battleship Memorial Park there by the USS Alabama, they have plenty of events planned for all weekend long. You can even check out some sports, maybe a sport you haven't seen before. The Battleship Rugby Fall Tournament begins tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. It's an annual tournament that they hold there at the park, and it's a two-day event. Teams from all over the country come by. Go ahead and bring the lawn chairs out, bring some blankets, some food, and enjoy matches throughout both Saturday and Sunday. They do have concessions there on the grounds, and the event is free of charge. There is, though, a $4 park entry fee per car once you park there. Also tomorrow, mid-afternoon, starting at about 2 p.m., the community-wide flag retirement ceremony. You can have your American flag properly retired. The Girl Scout Troop number 8306, they'll be performing the ceremony and flag burning. Come on out and watch as some of these American flags are retired. And then on Sunday, beginning at 10:30 a.m., the Veterans Day 100th commemoration ceremony and bell ringing. That'll be on the fantail of the USS Alabama. Ceremony includes lowering of the wreath and tolling of the bells. That all starts at 11 a.m. in honor of the men and women who fought during World War I. The bell ringing ceremony, part of the national commemoration called Bells of Peace, a World War I remembrance. And admission to that is included in the park admission. And then coming up Monday, a Life South Community Blood Drive. The Life South Community Blood Service is holding that blood drive at the park. And on November 12th, 3 p.m., Veterans Day celebration and parade of flags. That'll be on the Aircraft Pavilion. It features fourth grade students from Mobile and Baldwin counties. And the keynote speaker will be the 2018 Distinguished Young Woman of America. The Veterans Day essay winners from 2018 will also read their winning essays. They'll have musical entertainment, Patriot of the Year, and a whole lot more, so come on early and even enjoy skydivers bringing in the American flag. That'll be on November the 12th at 3 p.m., the Veterans Day celebration. And then that night at 7 p.m., the Veterans Day concert. Go ahead and end your Veterans Day celebration at the Battleship Memorial Park, where the Mobile Pops present their annual Veterans Day concert. That'll be held in the Aircraft Pavilion. So great things going on at Battleship Memorial Park and there at Daphne High School this morning. Some cool events to check out for Veterans Day. You know, we've been talking about the turnout in midterm elections, the statewide turnout and national turnout, just about even at 49%, really good turnout. But now we have the county-by-county stats for Alabama, all 67 counties weighing in, and how many people turned out in each of those counties. Mobile, near the very bottom of the list, 59th out of the 67 counties, Mobile had 44.84% turnout. Baldwin County, quite a bit ahead of them. Baldwin County is on the list at, let's see, they were right around 40 or 50. No, they're, it looks like Tuscaloosa, 49.75%. And Baldwin County came in just ahead, and of course the computer's reloading. The top 10 right here: Fayette County, 59.93% turnout. Pickens had 59.17%. Greene County, Butler County, and then Clark County way up there at number 5 at 57.9% turnout. And Baldwin County somewhere right around the middle of the list, I think right around a 50% turnout for Baldwin County. So not bad, but Mobile County finds himself there near the very bottom of the list. And did you see this protest? I know there's protests going on constantly now, whether it's outside of Tucker Carlson's house or protesting the Robert Mueller investigation, but a bit of a different protest happening in Mobile yesterday, and it was pretty gross if you happened to drive by. An anti-circumcision protest. Yes, that's right. An anti-circumcision protest just about noon yesterday. These protesters were in the parking lot of the old Rite Aid at the corner of Hillcrest and Airport. And people driving by saw these protesters with white clothing on and blood splayed in certain areas where you would expect them that are protesting anti-circumcision, or they are anti-circumcision. They're protesting circumcision, but pretty gross protest as far as protests go. One person who was there said, "I think it's absolutely insane. They should not be on the side of the street." Harry Giermond, he's with, and they call themselves the Bloodstained Men and Their Friends. I don't know if this is a parody. Maybe these people are taking this completely seriously, and they are really fired up about circumcision. But this guy says, "We visit 60 cities a year across the United States and stage these peaceful, family-friendly protests. We invite moms and kids to join us, and they often do." But that actually happening here in Mobile yesterday right around noon. And then a very, I guess you could call this an interesting story, because we have Thanksgiving coming up. Everybody thinks of Thanksgiving. They think about how much food they're going to eat while they watch football and visit with family on Thanksgiving. Well, turns out the average American spends 213 hours a year in a food coma. If you break that down, divide by 24, that's 9 entire days, they say, that the average American spends in a food coma. After we eat a super heavy meal with lots of meat and carbs, takes an average of 1 hour and 22 minutes before we feel sharp and ready to work or do anything. We have about 2 or 3 of those meals every week that takes us an average of 1.5 hours to get over. They say here, the most common foods that knock us out: burgers, pizza, mashed potatoes, burritos, fries, hot dogs, tacos, cheese, and potato chips. And of course, coming up on Thanksgiving, lots of turkey and dressing and pie will be getting that job done for us. I do want to remind you before we leave, the tailgate prize giveaway coming up on Thursday. Less than a week now to register at each of the participating locations. We'll announce that big grand prize winner, winning over $6,000 in prizes. We'll announce that on Thursday on Midday Mobile. That does it for this week of Mobile Mornings. Sean Sullivan coming back on Monday. The whole crew will be back together. Have a good one. Laura Ingraham Show coming up next, and Midday Mobile at noon.